heating costs on tap for this winter. Those sky-high energy bills will be coming soon, but Edenland Door and Window can help you lower those bills. Now you can save a whopping 50% on our ultra-U high-performance glass when you order your new sunrise windows exclusively from Edenland. Edenland will save you money and enhance the beauty and investment of your home. Call Edenland now at 521-2060. This 50% discount on sunrise ultra-U high-performance glass won't last long. 521-2060.
President Casino is better than ever. Win your share of $500,000 in cash and prizes in the President Casino's Holiday Swipe and Win Game, November 7th through December 23rd. Swipe your player's card at the Holiday Swipe and Win kiosk and see what you've won. Every swipe's a winner. One swipe per person per gaming day. The President Casino, the only casino in downtown St. Louis, offers the loosest slots, your favorite table games, and live poker action every day. So play the Holiday Swipe and Win Game at the President Casino to win your share of $500,000 in cash and prizes.
It's the ultimate casino hotspot downtown. You want it, you want it, you got it.
I'm Adam Bold, founder and chief investment officer of the Mutual Fund Store. If you were going to risk crossing the ocean, what kind of boat would you want? Would it matter to you that the captain had never made a successful voyage? Or would you rather have a cruise ship captained by someone who had crossed many times? If you're going to take the risk of making the crossing, don't you owe it to yourself to be in the best boat with the best crew? Many investment advisors put their clients in mutual funds that have a poor track record or sometimes no track record. And on top of that, the client has to pay a load for the fund. If you're going to take the risk of the market, don't you owe it to yourself to be in the best funds possible? At the Mutual Fund Store, we pick the fund managers with the best track record, and we never sell a fund with a load, either on the front end or the back end. And our only fee is based on a small percentage of the value of your portfolio, so our success is tied to your success. If you have at least $50,000 of investments, call one of my trusted advisors, Kurt, Troy, and John, here at the Mutual Fund Store now. 386-6868. That's 636-386-6868.
Chuck's Boots Superstore, while supplies last. Rocky Gore-Tex insulated hunting boots, now only $59.99. Only at Chuck's Hunting Boots Superstore, Highway 30 in Fenton.
Hi, I'm Shailene. I'm an MRI technologist at Metro Imaging St. Peter's office. When you need an open MRI, visit Metro Imaging. Professional with a personal touch.
Coming in the spring of 2006, LaRusse's Boys of Summer have a new home. The Big 550 is the Redbird Station. KTRS, St. Louis.
Good afternoon, and welcome to St. Louis's only live morning show. On in the afternoon, on 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Due to some violent content, parental discretion is advised.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on sunny side street. I used to walk in the shade with no blue on the gray. But I'm not afraid. This rover.
There's these two fellers standing on a bridge to go into the bathroom. One feller says that the water is cold. Other feller said the water is deep. I believe one feller comes from Arkansas. Get it?
Crossed over. If I never have a sin, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Go just at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
You from time to time, like everybody else has days when you want the day to just get over with. So that's what I want this day to do, is get over with. You can help us make that happen. You can make it go real fast. And that is by just calling in and playing. We'll play for the next 3.5 hours. This is the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. And how about 80 degrees?
Oh, man.
Awesome.
It's very different.
Summer's back.
Only for today, I think, if they're correct.
They're not correct. They're never correct. They didn't even call this. I watched the weather yesterday. There was no mention of
80 degrees.
They have no idea. We've said that before. We're wasting our breath talking about it. Boy, oh boy. You know what? I got to tell you, this is very, I know, unusual, but there is a company, a business in town, and what I'm going to do on the next break is I'm going to get their phone number. I have their phone number in my briefcase because I've used these people a couple of times, and they're very good. And the guy that runs the place, I think he's almost decided he hates the radio business. And what happened, and I think it happens with a lot of companies, is he tried it, and he tried it, and he tried it, and it didn't work. But he didn't try this. It just didn't produce for him. But he wants to be a big part of the show, but he's gun shy now because he tried some other stuff and he didn't get any response. And what I think I'm going to do is I'm going to prove to this guy, because I was on the phone with him about a week and a half ago and had a long discussion, and he's a bitter advertiser. And I think there are a lot of bitter advertisers. I think there are a lot of people that try, you know, somebody comes in and sells them a bill of goods.
If it doesn't work.
And they promise them.
They get mad.
If you let us send out 50,000 mailers in the right zip code, people are going to open those up and they're going to come in with those coupons and nothing. If you go on TV, I'll tell you what, we can get you on TV. We'll get you on right after the news. You know, news is expensive, but I'll tell you, there are a lot of listeners. Viewers, you'd be surprised how many people watch TV 3 o'clock in the morning. Mm-hmm. And we can get you on at 3 o'clock in the morning for $75. Didn't work. Other radio stations didn't work. Even in this case, this station didn't work. The man decided to kind of do his own commercials. So there are a lot of things that were wrong. So what I want to do, I think I'm pretty confident we can pull this off, is prove a point to him, because I like the company, and the company's been around a long time. When I give you the name later, you're going to know who it is. You're all going to know who it is, and they do some fantastic work, and they provide some tremendous products. And it's a name that even goes back to... Wow, this is the 60s. You'll remember it. So we'll save that, because I'm going to grab the number. And what I want you to do is I want to show this guy something. That it's all a matter of where you put your advertising money and how you put it to use. It's not even just necessarily sometimes where. It's what's the message you put there. So what I'll do is I'll tell you about this company. You'll already know it. And I will only ask the people to call them in the next day or two or three or four, if you have an interest in doing, and you've thought about doing what it is that they do anyway, and you're trying to make a decision, we'll include them in the decision. And if the phone rings, because this, you know, he's saying things like the phone never rang one time. Well, boy, I got to tell you, if we can't make that phone ring, then I better get in another line of work. So that's going to be a little experiment I want to do later. I want to ask you to help me, but I only want you to help if it's something that you have been contemplating buying. If it's something you're interested in, I don't want any people calling just going, hey, Frank should call. The phone ringing for no reason doesn't do any good, because people hate that too. The other thing that advertisers hate, and if you've ever advertised, you know what I'm talking about, is you'll do something and it brings no qualified buyers at all. The station will say, hey, why don't we put one of our DJs, let's send Danny O'Day out to the parking lot, and we're going to give away hot dogs and T-shirts.
To a car dealer.
Yeah, well, and you know what? The car dealer is the greatest example. Now, let me. I told you this before, and I'm going to tell you again, but I told you a few weeks ago. It wasn't here, but it was a town right outside of St. Louis. It's a little town, a little radio station. And they did one of those, hey, come on out and say hello. We'll be here till 3 o'clock. And man, I tell you, the people are making deals like crazy out here. Well, this person that I knew was there. There wasn't one deal being made, okay? Nobody was there, but they were on the air. And, of course, the station, I'm sure, told this guy, hey, if we bring Danny O'Day, and I'm not making up the name Danny O'Day. It could be any jock name, somebody. There are a lot of standard jock names that people use across the country because the consultants say these are names that people catch on to. Jeffries is one. Steve Jeffries, Chuck Jeffries, Johnny Jeffries, Jay Jeffries. There's another one that used to be Scott, Danny Scott, mm-hmm. Bob Scott,
Mike
Dave
Scott.
Scott, Mike Scott.
Yeah, yeah.
And when I tell you this, I'm telling you that in this business, there was Curl. Karen mentioned Curl the other day, Curl Radio. There were 4 Dave Scotts on the air at Curl. And I never knew that until I met 2 of them.
That's right.
And I met a guy, he said, I'm Dave Scott from Curl. I said, well, I met Dave Scott. He said, I was the other Dave Scott. He said,
that's right.
I replaced him. I'm dead serious.
I know that's true.
I replaced him.
Same thing here.
Oh, so they replace the old guy, they just keep the name.
Keep the name because that's how little the audience cares about the person on the air.
Right.
They don't even notice it's a different guy. You're one of everybody, Dave Scott. And yesterday was another Dave Scott, but they don't care. So what happened a few weeks ago is this car dealership, and I'm telling you, I've told you before, sometimes I laugh at things that I actually think you're going to have to take me to the hospital. I'm laughing so hard because especially in this business, I know it happens. It's a car dealership out of town, little, not too far away, but a little Ford dealership. And the jock from the little radio station comes in during the breaks and says, we got whatever it was, hot dogs, and, you know, come on out here. And, hey, register to spin the wheel and get in the cash machine, the booth, you get in, the money's flying. Grab some cash. You could grab $10,000. No, you're not. You're going to grab about $8. I've been in those machines, and they blow the money around. You can't possibly get your hands on it. But my point is, they did a testimonial, and I mentioned this the other day. This is so hysterical. But it's deceptive, false advertising. The Danny O'Day character at the station said, hey, we got a happy, satisfied, brand new Ford customer over here. Come on. What's your name? And God, GM Thomas. Well, GM, hey, what do you got? I just bought myself an F-150 Chevy. I'm going to tell you something. This place, by golly, I will never buy. I've never seen such service. It was one of the salesmen at the radio station. The guy worked for the station. My friend was standing there when they put the deal together. He was standing there when the DJ said, man, this is dead. This is dead. We got to get something going. Hey, Doug. Doug, come here. And Doug works for the station. So he's the account rep. All right, Doug, you're going to be Jim Thomas. You're going to be an F-150. Okay, we're going to go on. Okay, just act excited. Okay, so you think you got a good deal? Well, good deal. Man, I never knew you could get a deal like it. Well, there you have it. There you have it, folks. You heard what Jim said. Now come on down and get yourself the same kind of deal. Unbelievable. This guy said that place was deader than dead.
Oh, boy.
But they try to make it. You know who's guilty of it on TV? And I love Toyota. And I have one. And I love Kent Newbold. He didn't have anything to do with this. Those Toyota sales where they show the showroom, and it looks like every family in the neighborhood is in there opening trunks, and the kids are jumping in. And they're all the perfect suburban, clean-cut families, and the dog is there, and the kids are in the back seat. Well, mom, we like this one. I've never been in a showroom, ever, and I've been in a lot of showrooms where that scene existed. I don't care how big a sale, where they had 60 people in the showroom, all 60 families, and their kids are pulling on mommy, dad, get the blue one, daddy, get the blue one. And the husband and wife are kind of looking at each other and nodding, yeah, I think this is what we've been looking for.
No, because in reality, if there is families in there, they're going, I told you to shut up. Just go over there.
All right, all right. You know what? We're coming back, and we don't have exempt kids with us. Yeah. I'm sorry. We cannot try a car today. I'm going to go home, and I'm going to do some spanking.
That's what really happens. Mm-hmm. Or here's the other thing that happens. I was at a car dealer years ago when I used to have to do that stuff, and I won't name the dealership, but I was associated with him a long time. We had a wonderful relationship. The guy who ran it is now retired, and they had hot dogs, and I was there, and I watched a guy who I don't even know if he normally wore bib overalls, but to this thing he did because the pockets are big. He put 8 hot dogs in his bib overalls, and I went over to the guy that ran the dealership, and I said, "Hey, that guy just took 8 hot dogs," and he looked at me and he said, "What are you going to do?" He said, "We said free hot dogs. We didn't say limit."
How many? Yeah.
And he goes over, and he gives his kids, he got like 6 kids, he gives them hot dogs, and as they're leaving, he loads up again, and he takes them home. I think that guy took 20 hot dogs. He didn't buy one thing. They never bought a car. They weren't going to buy a car.
No, and they'll probably be back the next Saturday.
The next time they
give
hot dogs away.
Yeah.
Now, you know.
We're going out for lunch, kids.
Yeah. it's just advertising and some of the stuff that businesses are told will happen, and they'll make guarantees and promises. Well, we'll fill this place up. Okay, I'll give you another example. I had a guy on the air with me for 7 years named Bob McKay. McKay Auto Parts, a terrific guy and a terrific chain of auto parts, but Bob retired. And Bob was the guy that I worked with, and Bob was the reason that they were on the air. And when he retired and left, that relationship was gone. And so they're not on the air anymore because it's a whole different regime. Bob called me one day and said, And man, I would love to tell you the station, because you know what, you all know this radio station. He calls me one day and he says, Kay has offered me a great deal. Now, he's on the air with me at the time, but he said, "What do you think?" And I said, "Well, how much is it again?" He said, "Hey, $3,000, and they're going to do a remote out here. They're going to send one of their hottest jocks out here. They're going to give away T-shirts and all their stuff, and they told me I'll have 300-400 people here at one of these little auto parts stores, and they're going to give me like 30, 40, 50 commercials or whatever in the heck." It was a huge package just to you know, they're hoping, man, we'll get him, we'll get him. I said, "Do it." I said, "That's a great deal, and it'll be a great test of the radio station." He called me after it was over. It was on a Saturday. I said, "How'd it go?" He said, "We had about 400 people at this little bitty auto parts store." He said, "We did not sell one thing. We didn't sell an auto part, a carburetor, a fan belt. We didn't sell one stinking thing." He said, "Every one of them said the same thing. Where's the T-shirt?"
Goodness.
"And are you out of hot dog?" And I said, "Well, there you go." But of course, the bill of goods was, "Oh, man, our audience is the very audience for your product. Our listeners are your customers."
Yeah.
I'm telling you right now, they need to know about you. Yeah, they're freeloaders. That's what they were. I'm on a roll. I got to keep going.
Yes, you are. You are lit up
when
today.
When we worked on Market Street, and I don't know which of you will remember this, but we decided, since we were, I don't know what the deal was. It was, I think it was baseball, though. I don't think it was the Rams yet. Maybe it was. Maybe it was a Rams tailgate thing. But we decided, the station, we're going to give away. And again, it's always hot dogs. Well, why doesn't somebody cook any hamburgers? And I like hamburgers. I guess hot dogs are cheaper.
I know.
So they set up some grills right downtown outside the stadium. So I assume this was a baseball game. And
I think it was football.
You know what? It was football, because when they first played Busch Stadium.
Yeah.
It was football.
Yeah.
And it was the first season. So we have our banners up, you know, KSD or whatever the heck it was, and we're ready to go. Like, man, the charcoal is hot. I'm not kidding that I don't even know where some of these people crawled out of homeless people.
The homeless people were there.
We had I'll bet you 200 homeless people. They had their shopping carts and their bags with them. They were no more going to the ball game. They didn't even know what station we were, and they didn't care. They weren't gonna buy from any of the people who sponsored the party before the game. You should have seen these people woofing down these dogs hadn't eaten in 2 weeks.
Well, they probably hadn't.
And you know, good for them. I mean, we fed them. I guess you walk away feeling good. You fed a bunch of people.
Larry Rice came over and thanked us.
Well, he should have.
Yeah.
This was the same station that spent millions to get the radio rights to broadcast the Rams, the first go-around when the Rams first came here. And within a month, there was no more petty cash available. There were no more treats in the kitchen for staff.
Oh, no.
You couldn't even get extra pencils or staples for your stapler. If you ran out, it was tough. We only order now twice a year.
The Rams cost us a fortune. We lost so much money that we all had to give up staples and junk. I mean, it was unbelievable.
It was.
So my point is, you know, I don't want you to call this place if you're not a really bona fide interested. Yeah, to buy anything, but at least I want to show this person and this company, because it's a good one. I've used them 3 times in the last 3 years, 4 years. So we're going to do a little experiment here. And I want that phone to ring, and I'm going to show this guy, just because you had some numbskull ad agency advice or radio station advice. All radio's not bad. It's just not bad. There is some good radio. Now, I don't know where it is outside of here, but there is some good radio. And seriously, there actually is outside of here. But it's not an exact science, and it's a very hard thing to know when you have a business. Where do you advertise? Do you advertise on a billboard? You know, I know Bellman's got billboards on Highway 70. Good night. Coming from Kingdom City, I think it's about 70-80% of our waste of money. Do you need that many billboards? I don't think so, but somebody's convinced them. And maybe people come in and go, hey, you know, we were going to buy somewhere else, but then I saw a billboard, and here I am. So we're going to take a break, and we're going to come back and do the Burke segment. And I'm going to grab a phone number, and I'll tell you a little bit about this place, and we'll see what you think. Here's a place that I can send you and feel real good about it, and they get tremendous responses. They should, because they sell such a great product. In fact, products, plural, and that's Oric, the vacuum cleaner people. I almost said air conditioner, because they do an air purifier. Someday they may do an air conditioner. If Oric sold a portable air conditioner or window unit, and I needed one, I'd buy it in a minute, because I've never seen an Oric product that didn't have the same thought put behind it that David Oric put behind that vacuum cleaner when he all of a sudden noticed that the world had been using the same basic 2 or 3 vacuum cleaners forever, and it's time to make something better. And he also realized that if he put the money in quality and suction and durability, that it didn't matter if it had twin-beam xenon headlights or if it was fluorescent or you know, any of that fancy crap had an orange cord on it. It's just a vacuum cleaner that looks like a vacuum cleaner, but it is beyond belief. There's nothing like it. 9 out of 10 people who buy an Oric, who try an Oric, listen to this email. Dear Frank, I just want you to know we have 4 Oric products that we would not consider purchasing anything else. The unusual thing might be that with the exception of bath mats, we have no carpeting in our house. It's all hardwood and tile. With cat and dog hair, plus a live-in grandchild who is now crawling, a dependable vacuum is essential. We have a 3-story house, so a lightweight model was a must. We are so pleased with the Oric's performance that we purchased the buffer for hardwood floors, the vac and a compact rechargeable vacuum for all our new travel, for our new travel trailer. We could not be happier. Kathy Usher from Robertsville, Missouri. Kathy, thank you very much for the letter. And, folks, that says it all. There are 7 St. Louis area Oric home care centers.
Geraldo at Large. They were 2 sisters who shared one dark secret. You won't believe how these loving moms got hooked on meth. We have their heartbreaking story and their battle to get clean and sober. Plus, his car slams into an innocent bystander. He drives with the body through his windshield and doesn't even notice. Should this 94-year-old have been behind the wheel? And will some states soon be pulling elderly drivers off the road? Geraldo investigates. Geraldo at Large, today at 4:30 on Fox 2. Then,
for Fox 2 News, I'm Dan Gray. Coming up today at 5, a hit and run leaves a 6-year-old girl in critical condition. Today, the vehicle police are looking for. Complete with a casino, a movie theater, retail shops, and ball fields, get a preview of St. Louis's newest mega entertainment complex. And what's the best way to winterize your car or truck? Fox 2's Call a Mechanic is here to help. It's all coming up today after Geraldo at Large on Fox 2 News at 5.
Any car company could receive one quality award, but lately GM has been picking up more and more. Now there's a new study out from J.D. Power and Associates, and GM has walked away with 5 important awards. They're all for initial quality, including the highest-ranked entry midsize car, the highest-ranked premium midsize car, and the highest-ranked full-size car, along with the highest-ranked full-size SUV and the highest-ranked heavy-duty full-size pickup. 5 is no fluke. It's the sign of real excellence. For J.D. Power and Associates award information, visit jdpower.com.
Tell me where you are, and I will jump into my car. I won't slow down.
Only one car company could bring high-quality cars to millions of Americans. Only GM. To learn more, visit onlygm.com/quality.
A well-known movie director was once asked for his idea of teamwork. His reply? A lot of people running around doing what I say. You'll enjoy calling the shots, too, when you drive a Cadillac Escalade. With its larger-than-life styling and 345-horsepower V8 engine, Escalade is the most powerful full-size SUV on Earth. Escalade EXT leads the way as the world's first reconfigurable luxury SUT, and ESV is the largest Escalade ever, with 3 rows of seating and room for up to 8 passengers. All 3 of them come with Stabilitrack and a road-sensing suspension, allowing you to take to the roads with confidence. Where Escalade leads, others follow. Or politely, get out of the way. Cadillac Escalade. Breakthrough.
Test drive the new 2006 Cadillac Escalade model and find out more about our attractive lease or purchase offers. Visit your local Cadillac dealer.
American family followed us everywhere.
Wherever they moved, Brad and Kim Tyler liked the security of having American Family Auto Insurance.
When we were in all these different cities, American Family was definitely covering us.
From state to state, they were a simple phone call away. And I mean, just a simple phone call, that was all we needed.
All I had to do was call my agents, and immediately they follow up on it, and it's just worry-free.
They're very responsive.
The Tylers like the service they receive from their American Family agent.
She's personable.
Very personable.
Very personable. Very friendly.
We are friends. We are truly friends with her.
They take care of us. I would recommend American Family in a heartbeat.
Call today for a free, no-obligation auto quote. American Family Insurance. All your protection under one roof.
American Family Insurance.
Save on both auto and homeowners insurance when you have both with American Family. Find an agent at amfam.com. American Family, all your protection under one roof.
In the Gold Tower in Westport Plaza, one group has banded together. Their mission, to crush high-interest debt and put cash back into the hands of the innocent. They are the guys from Golden Oak Lending. With his wonder pen of approval, President Bob Elman, and wielding the mighty Golden Oak checkbook, trusty sidekick Steve Bauer. Back at Golden Oak headquarters, our well-heeled heroes unite to battle a gargantuan credit card bill.
Okay, you're approved.
So, that's it? Kind of a letdown, Bob.
Sorry, but all it takes is a phone call. We save people every day from high-interest debt.
And save them hundreds of dollars every month. If you want to buy a home, consolidate debt, or just get a home equity loan for fast cash, we can save you too.
Just call 567-GOLD. That's 567-GOLD. Or apply at goldenoaklending.com.
Does that mean you're not going to put on the tights?
I don't think so.
Golden Oak Lending, showing my blues.
You may be sitting there right now wondering how you're going to make it through the day. Do you worry yourself sick, beat yourself up, or put yourself down? This isn't the real you. You used to be happy and have confidence in dreams, remember? Well, it's time to get it back. You owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call for a powerful free tape that can help you get your life back. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me help you help yourself. Call 1-800-500-2001. That's 1-800-500-2001. 1-800-500-2001.
I'm relationship expert Dawn Yannick, and I want to tell you about a new guide I've written for Match.com that will change the life of anyone who's looking for a meaningful relationship. It's called How to Find the Right Person in 90 Days, and it's based on the millions of successful relationships Match.com has inspired over the past 10 years. Now, for a limited time, Match.com wants you to have it free. Give yourself the best shot at the one thing that means everything. Love. Get started today at Match.com with our new guide. Free. Visit Match.com for details.
Visit your Gateway Acura dealer today and drive away in the MDX with a $399 per month lease. Visit Frank Lita Acura or Dave Munganast Acura for details.
I talked to the new bosses.
Really?
And I said, yeah. I said, give me one reason to stay here. I was on my way out. I was getting ready to just walk. I said, they said, wait. I said, give me one reason to stay here. And
did they say anything?
Turn right
said,
back around.
Turn right back around.
Yeah.
Did they give you a reason?
Well, no.
You turned around anyway, though, didn't you? Yeah, well.
Yeah. And it inspired me to write this song.
Give me one reason to stay here.
That's our main boss, or the second stringer?
This is the main guy.
Oh,
he's got a high voice.
He does. He has a very high voice. Wait, this is me. These are my words.
Oh, that's you?
Yeah.
Oh.
And I'll turn her back around.
And I think they said, see ya.
Something about don't let the door hit you.
Something
like that.
You gotta make me change my mind.
All right. Let's make ourselves hungry, please. And then I'll tell you who this business is and a little bit about them, and then we'll do the Burke segment, and we'll get underway. Better late than never. We have a guest today because it's Tuesday, but the guest is going to, whether he wants to or not, graciously consent to wait 15 or 20 minutes so that we can bring Dan Dillon in here, because Dan Dillon has written a book, and we don't do book authors. We just don't do it. But this book is very impressive, and it's pretty thick, and he worked 3 solid years on it. And when you see it, you'll see how much work went into it. It's called Where'd You Go to High School? And obviously, it's about St. Louis and how important it is where you went to high school, which is something I don't understand because I, you know, finished up high school in Waterloo, Illinois, across the river, not in St. Louis, but in St. Louis, man. It's a big deal, and people all over the country talk about that when they talk about St. Louis. Oh, yeah, the Where'd You Go to High School state. In fact, the Show Me State, they ought to dump it and call it the Where'd You Go to High School.
Yeah, because some people that move here, and they'll go, if you don't know that they've just moved here, they'll go, where did you go to school? And they go, oh, I went to Nebraska, or I went to Illinois.
Yeah, see ya.
It's like, no,
is it just St. Louis? It's just St. Louis, though. It's not the state. It's just St. It's just St. Louis.
Yes.
St. Louis.
Yeah,
right.
I think so. Yeah.
So he'll be in here, and it's a tremendous book. I don't even care. And your high school will be in there, but it's more than that. It's we'll talk about it. He's got other just really fun stuff in there from the 60s, 70s, the radio stations, the songs that were popular. He really did a great job. So he'll be in. Then our guest will be in. Thanksgiving is 2 weeks from this Thursday. 2 weeks from Thursday. I mean, it's going to be here before you know it. Not everybody cooks. Dierbergs has a show in a magazine every quarter called Everybody Cooks. But truth is, everybody doesn't cook, okay? But that, of course, is for everybody who does. If you don't, or you want to do part of the meal, and you need some help, and you don't have a couple of daughters, a daughter-in-law, or a son in the family who's a cook, and you're in charge of it all, you might want to let Dierbergs help you. But you can have Thanksgiving dinners. You don't have to tell them you didn't cook it. You're not lying. If they just say, this is the best dressing, say thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you. I was hoping you'd like it. Or you could say, did it turn out okay? See, that's not lying. That's just asking them if it turned out okay.
Yeah, I'm thinking dressing.
My mom used to do
dressing.
That.
My mom used to do that
when we went to someone's house for Thanksgiving. She goes, I'll bring some pies. She would go to Dierbergs and buy some. already made pies.
Put them in her own Pyrex plate.
Yes. Yeah. Put them in her own plate, put them in the oven, and
then if you say something like, oh, I hope they're not too sweet, that makes it sound like you made them.
Yeah.
So you're not lying.
No, you're not.
Oh, yeah.
And when you go to the gate in St. Peter and check your record, he'll see. Well, you know, I see here on Thanksgiving. No, okay, you didn't lie. You just asked if it was too sweet. So here's what we have. You have your choice of meat entrees. You have delicious side dishes, brown and served dinner rolls, or Hawaiian dinner rolls. They have 11 different meat entrees, premium whole butterball roasted turkey. They have smoked hickory spiral sliced turkey breast with honey pineapple glaze.
I just love that.
Stuffed pork loin roast filled with cranberry apple bread stuffing, slow roasted lean and tender beef brisket. Now, the reason we tell you this now is you need to give them a little advance notice. You can't walk in there Thanksgiving Day and say, hey, about 15 minutes, I'd like to take a big dinner home. It doesn't work that way, but we'll tell you how it does work. Old-fashioned bread stuffing.
Oh, theirs is some of the best.
Seasoned with sautéed onions, celery, carrots, and a touch of sage and fresh herbs. Homestyle mashed potatoes, new honey maple roasted sweet potatoes, creamy three-cheese potato gratin.
Cheese!
That's right, Red Boy! Great selection of fruit salads and layered gelatins and desserts. And on and on and on and on. And they'll prepare it in their kitchens. They can accommodate dinners from 4 to 8 people. I'm sure if you have 16, just tell them you want 2 of those 8 people things. And they package them up real neatly for you to carry them home without any mess or any fuss. And they're ready to heat and serve. And you lay that stuff on the table. If you want to put it in your own dishes like you cook, you know what you do? Set it in the oven
in
like a glass-covered thing. And as the people arrive, go, hang on, I got to get something out of the oven. And they'll walk in and go,
just finished.
Look at all this.
I did not know you could cook like that. And again, your answer is, well, there's a lot of things you didn't know about me. You didn't lie.
Yeah. My mom taught me this.
And then meaning your mom taught you to go to Dearborn.
Then they say, you know what? You did such a great job. We're going to come over for Christmas, too. Christmas dinner.
That's the downside.
Yeah. Well, Dearborn does it for Christmas.
So check it out. Holiday menus at Dearborn's. High five, full thumb.
Exclamation point.
All right. Now, this is the place I was telling you about. It's a fantastic high-end audio video store, and they just have not had a lot of great luck with radio, and I'd like to change that if I could. And the extent of my purchasing and service from them has been in the car stereo area, but boy, do these people know home theater. So I'll just make this real simple. If you are looking at home theaters and you are smart enough to know that just because you can buy a 50-inch TV in some warehouse store or discount store, but you really do wonder if when you get it home, it's kind of going to be like some of that other stuff that you got, and when you got home, you had no idea how to integrate it with a real system, and that's most people. Mm-hmm. And I don't care if it's a Palm Pilot. There's so much now that is so great. The electronics are so great technically, but they really do require even a computer. I could never get my computer to do what I need for it to do if I didn't have some help. If I didn't know somebody to call on the phone and say, hey, I'm stuck here. What do I do? That's the difference between a Hi-Fi full thumb and a place that sells it. All the components are there. Oh, surround sound, home theater system. We've got them as low as a big screen this and a big screen. Yeah. I know some people who have a big screen TV, and it's a fabulous TV. That's it. It's a TV with its own speakers. They have no subwoofer, no THX theater sound. They don't have, and it comes equipped and ready to be supplemented with all the stuff that would make it a tremendous movie watching or TV watching experience. But it was taken home, taken out of the box and plugged in, and now what? And then they go to places like Hi-Fi Full Fom and say, can you help me? They get that all the time. So that's it. I just want to throw it out there. They're wonderful. You know, when I say wonderful people, I don't know. I've never been to their houses. They're knowledgeable experts. Hi-Fi Full Fom is a name that I remember from the 60s. Sure.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
I mean, when you'd go to somebody's house and they had a big TIAC reel-to-reel and a couple big VU meters going and a TIAC cassette deck, and you'd say, man, where'd you get that stuff? I know that didn't come from E.J. Corvette. Hi-Fi Fo-Fung.
I remember that little guy on the TV
commercial. I do, too.
I remember that little, I don't know what he was.
He had the musical note on his
Yeah. It just burned into your head. Yeah. Well, the same thing that was a big deal store that knew what they were doing then is a big deal store that knows what they're doing now. So Hi-Fi Fo-Fung, two locations. There you go. If Mr. Burke were here, he'd say, does anybody have anything to say?
I do.
Karen Vale, everybody.
Thank you, Frank. And oddly enough, it kind of connects to what you were talking about with Hi-Fi Fo-Fung, because we all recognize...
Exclamation point.
Right. And it's not really what they had, a jingle, but I guess some kind of a tagline or something.
Hi-Fi Fo-Fung.
Well, it wasn't even the jingle.
What would you call it?
Hi-Fi Fo-Fung. Fo-Fung. Exclamation
point. Right. And we recognize that. And we recognize the great little Johnny Landoff jingle. Right?
Now, that I don't know.
I've never heard that.
You got me on that one.
Really?
Yeah.
And we recognize the great American Equity mortgage jingle.
No,
you don't?
No.
But I wanted to say was to so many of you companies who just feel like, oh, we have to have a jingle.
No, you don't.
No, you need to listen to what you have, and you need to say, you know what?
You know what?
That sucks.
And I know exactly what you mean.
Or, well, there are several.
We have a couple.
Oh, my goodness. They serve no purpose. They don't connect. They're not memorable. They're irritating. But I can't take it anymore. I really don't understand this. We've got to have a jingle. Do you?
We have a couple that we have on the air. And you know what? We cannot
point
them out. But when you hear them, you'll know them. Hmm. And somebody, again, sat down with the business owner and said, you know what you need? You need the jingle. And when it's finished, they actually have got them excited and convinced them, oh, man, this is great. And then it comes off like, you know, when you want to save some dough, you've got the place to go. Come on down and see us. Come on down. You know, and you just keep just some stupid lyric, and you have it's irritating, and you have no idea.
Maybe what you need to do is sit down in your little conference room and play an American Equity mortgage jingle. Johnny Landoff jingle, and even the Hi-Fi folks.
The ones that stuck over years.
Yes.
And they're simple and
then
short.
Then play yours.
Yeah. And you know what, though? They know that it stinks and it's horrible and it's bad, but then they go, look how much we paid for it. We got to use it.
No, I know for a fact that happens.
Yeah.
Once they get it and they're out $8,000, $10,000, whatever, they go, well, let's run it. And
rethink it,
off
folks.
To trash it. Was that it?
That's it.
All right. Anybody else with the Burke segment?
Yeah, I got a couple.
Terrence Daly Sr.
Oh, thank you very much, Frank. First, there was Burford. I have a tattoo of him, my Newfoundland, on my shoulder.
Can barely hear you.
And then there was Curtis. He was a little black dog. And then there was Ray, who you've met. He almost ate one of your children.
Oh, Ray's the Satan dog, right?
Satan dog.
Nobody likes Ray. You know that everybody loves Raymond? Everybody hates Ray.
Everybody hates Ray. Then there was Steve, who is not a bad dog. He's still around. He's a big yellow lab. Then this weekend.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. Oh.
He didn't get another dog.
Along comes Gary.
Oh, good.
Gary?
Oh, good.
Gary? Wait a minute.
Gary Daly. is a little black monster.
Is it Gary Daly or Garrett Daly Sr.? I think it'll be Garrett.
Yeah, Garrett.
And he's either a black... Greyhound or a black lab. We can't tell. He's just adopted him. Yes, he's a little puppy.
So that's why I can't, because he's little. Because I would say if he were big, you'd know a greyhound.
Yeah.
It's gonna be a real surprise.
Maybe he's like a cross. We had a dog one time that was part Doberman and part black lab. And it had that kind of pointy Doberman face.
Yeah, you have no idea.
No.
You have no idea what he's going to be.
All they can ever tell you is, well, look at the paws.
Yeah.
he has huge splayed out feet, but you have no idea how big he's going to be.
Where did he come from?
down in the valley, down in your neighborhood.
But I mean, why? She went looking for
a stray, or you?
No, we were down at PetSmart.
Oh boy.
Uh oh.
Down in the valley, down there on Highway 40, and she said, "Oh, he's so cute."
They were adopting. That was one of those adoption days.
Yeah. Cages out in front of the place.
Yeah.
So now there's Gary. So now at home there's Ray, Steve, and Gary.
And that sounds really weird because I have a son named Gary. It's just weird when there's a dog
named.
That's
named
one
him
of
after.
Kids yeah. Named. Yeah.
Well, here's the deal though, Ray. For people who don't know Ray, they need. If you saw Cujo, the movie, Ray laughs at Cujo when he sees him. Cujo is nothing to Ray.
Yeah.
Ray, Cujo no matter how big this dog becomes, Ray will probably eat this dog.
Ray laughs at Godzilla.
Yeah.
Holy cow, three dogs again.
And,
I thought you ran your house.
I know.
I thought you were going to say another one had died.
Curtis had died, yeah. But one other thing is, I watched a movie this weekend. It was the original, or I don't know if it's original or not, 1952 version of Titanic. I think it was.
I didn't even know there was a 52.
I think it was, yeah. And this guy's serving his wife and his daughter dinner, and he said to his daughter, "May I bone your kipper?"
May I what?
What?
May I bone your kipper?
Which means remove the fish from the bone. It's
right.
Slice it off the skeleton. Yeah.
I guess that's right.
But I like that expression.
Yeah. I think another name.
We have a new expression.
Yes, you
may
do.
I bone your kipper.
So I was boning Karen's kipper.
Thousands of names for
that's wow.
Boning the kipper.
That's a good one.
That's all I got.
Wow.
Anybody else in the bird segment?
I do.
We have to take a break.
Okay.
Can you hold it? Sounds like
yeah,
a
I can hold it.
Your
water.
Cool your jets and hold your water. You want a break and come back?
Sure.
Let's do that. We're going to take a little break. We're tired. Big 550 KTRS.
Tonight, an IT investigation. Local towns with a need for speed. See why there's more to a ticket than driving too fast.
Oh, there's my paycheck, huh?
Mike Owen shows you the highest risk areas for getting pulled over. Tonight on News Channel 5 at 10.
The beignets are sizzling. The etouffee is simmering. And the jambalaya is bubbling hot. The great restaurants in New Orleans are getting back to business for the first time since the hurricane. And it smells delicious. But if you can't join us in person, be our guest on Wheel of Fortune's Fabulous Food Week from New Orleans. We're featuring the great Louisiana cuisine that New Orleans is famous for. So watch us on the wheel now, and we'll see you at the table soon.
Tonight at 6:30, only on News Channel 5. It's designed to clean your computer, but what you don't know about air dusters.
I knew that I could die instantly.
News Channel 5's Deanne Lane shows us why the air in those cans can kill, and the signs your kids could be using it to get high. Wednesday on News Channel 5 at 10.
People, people, people of Illinois, you've been waiting. You've seen the jackpot grow and grow, and still it grows. People, the Mega Millions jackpot from the Illinois Lottery has now rolled over to over $200 million! Can you dig it? Can you dig it? Can you dig it? Now, people, with the jackpot now over $200 million, I need you to all do one thing. I need everyone to close their eyes, count to 10, and wait while I go and get my ticket.
The Illinois Lottery. Have a ball. Have fun. Play responsibly.
I could give the number out now to High Five Fofam. Is interested in the home theater system and wants it done right.
314-647-3606. Crank it up a little bit. Eric?
Yeah, good one.
Eric Clattner?
No.
Who's said that.
Jocelyn Elders.
Yeah.
Or Joycelyn Elders, whatever her name
Jocelyn.
Was. She was the Surgeon General.
Yep.
Oh, man, she's stupid. She's the one who went to schools and was teaching kids how to play with themselves or something.
Yeah.
That's the only thing I like about it. We never had anybody come in our school and do that. Of course, you don't really need lessons, I guess. Oh, man. Burke segment continues now with Dan Strauss, everybody.
Thanks, Frank. I have a couple things here. One, I forgot to bring this up on Halloween. Alyssa, my daughter, went out with one of her little friends. One of her little friend's mom took them out to her neighborhood, and they went out trick-or-treating. So we had a neighbor over, and we were eating chips and dip and just, you know, just messing around, just having a good time. And all of a sudden, my front door opens up, and I thought it was Alyssa coming back early. And I walked over to the front door, and I said, "Wow, you're back early." And I looked down, and there's two adult people standing inside the house. She's leaning down playing with the cat, our cat. Mm-hmm. He's just standing there, and I said, "Can I help you?" And she looks up and she goes, "Oh my God, we're in the wrong house."
Well, they think they're in their own home.
No, she thought that they were in her brother's house. Her brother
right.
had just moved.
They're casing
in
your house.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did they have costumes on?
No costumes. They were just going really by. Her brother just had a new baby.
You're going to be robbed.
Yeah. Holy cow.
They wanted to just get in enough to case the place.
That's the end of your house.
Yeah. Oh, I know.
Your house is probably going to be burned down when you get home tonight.
They're
burning it right now.
But their house looks a lot like ours. So, and then today, Corey was supposed to go to the doctor, my son Corey.
10 seconds.
Okay, so we went to the doctor.
Time's up.
10 seconds.
Okay. Oh. Well, we'll finish it after the news.
That was a good story.
That was a great story.
There you go, Dan.
That's not the end of the story.
Time's up. End of the story yet. Later you'll have the rest of the story, as Paul Harris used to say. I went in today, First Community Credit Union. I was in. Catherine waited on me. Wow, was she cute. That sounds sexist, but I don't care. She was cute. If you don't think sexism plays a role in business, watch the news. Watch any of the news stations. It's nice to have pretty attractive people who have a nice smile at the teller's window. There's nothing wrong with that. So I went in there today, and it's always a pleasant experience. I also go online, which I never thought I'd do, just to kind of check and make sure, because Terry has made it clear that he's on a mission to tap into my bank account and get in there and hack. I check every once in a while to see if he's been...
What's our number again?
I'll give it to you later. First Community Credit Union, that's where I'm a member, and I'd like for you to check it out and find out why so many people are being happy or are happy banking without a bank. FirstCommunity.com. 4 o'clock.
From ABC News. I'm Karen Chase. A high school student with a gun and possibly a grudge opened fire on 3 school officials at a high school in Jacksboro, Tennessee, killing an assistant principal and wounding 2 other school administrators. WATE-TV reporter Amelia Graham has the latest.
3 administrators here at Campbell County High School were shot. They all have different degrees of injury. Jim Pierce, we understand, who is the athletic director here, and Gary Seal, who is the principal here, are both in critical condition. And a source tells us here that Ken Bruce, an assistant principal, has died from his gunshot wound.
The school is still under lockdown at this hour. The student suspect in custody. No students were hurt. Parents rushed to the scene where they are still comforting their kids. The motive is not known. Voters still have time to cast ballots in today's off-year elections. Polls are still open in many areas. ABC's Aaron Katursky joins us live with the latest.
Karen, voters cast ballots in races that set new standards in spending.
Needless to say, I did vote for myself.
And Mike Bloomberg spent $80 million to convince New Yorkers to do the same.
So I just want to make sure that everyone is out there voting.
Arnold Schwarzenegger spent $50 million to convince Californians to vote yes on 4 ballot initiatives. And in New Jersey, the governor's race is the most expensive in state history. Karen?
ABC's Aaron Katursky live. Night has fallen in France, where officials say the level of violence has also fallen somewhat after 12 straight nights of rioting. A Hmong immigrant convicted of murdering 6 deer hunters after a dispute over trespassing in northwestern Wisconsin has been sentenced to life in prison today with no chance for parole. 4 family members sharing the $340 million Powerball lottery jackpot stepped forward in Salem, Oregon today, announcing their plans for the big bucks.
We're not buying anything until we actually have the cash in the bank.
Jacko winner Don West and his wife are sharing the jackpot with his wife's parents. Meanwhile, the Mega Millions jackpot up for grabs tonight is $225 million. You're listening to ABC News.
When you think savings, think big. Big Wednesday at Kohl's. It's your big day to save on incredible Big Wednesday specials throughout the store. Save big in every department at Kohl's. Save on sleepwear, sportswear, boots, kitchen electrics, and more. One big day of savings for everyone in the family and for your home. Plus, senior citizens get an extra 15% off. See store for details. Think big. Big savings, 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. at the Big Wednesday sale. Only at Kohl's. Kohl's. Expect great things.
I'm Bill Ford. At Ford Motor Company, innovation has driven everything we've done, starting with the Model T and the assembly line. Today, we're recommitting ourselves to American innovation by building hybrid vehicles reaching 250,000 each year by the end of this decade and 250,000 ethanol-capable vehicles next year to reduce our dependence on foreign oil. Innovation will be the compass that guides this company going forward. At Ford, we're driving American innovation.
At 4:03, I'm Brian Helsworth, KTRS News. A proposed refined new Mississippi River bridge design will be unveiled in less than an hour in St. Louis at a public meeting co-hosted by IDOT and MoDOT.
It's an open house format. They can come in and give one-on-one attention from, you know, MoDOT employees to really find out exactly what's going on.
MoDOT spokeswoman Debbie Allen tells KTRS News residents can view exhibits and maps. That meeting, 5 to 7 o'clock. It'll be at Webster Middle School on North 11th Avenue. There'll be similar meetings later this week in East St. Louis and Venice. A $375 million casino development by Pinnacle in Lime will open in 2008. KTRS's Steve Klotz explains the project will offer many amenities besides the casino when it opens.
A 100-room hotel, full-service spa, restaurants, bowling alley, movie theater, indoor ice rinks, public parks, and an entertainment venue. That's just the beginning for the River City Casino and Hotel in Lime. A later phase will include a 280,000-square-foot retail center and a multi-million-dollar community center in Lime. Barbara Haymeyer with the Lime Development Corporation calls this a great day.
I think, first of all, it's going to be a new venue, which always attracts people right away because they're interested in seeing something different. But what they're doing is just incredible quality. If you've seen the plans yet, you know that this is something that really we don't have in the St. Louis market.
Pinnacle says this is one of the most ambitious developments in the St. Louis area. An estimated 7,000 jobs will be created for the project.
Representatives of the Violence Prevention Center will speak tonight at Belleville's community meeting. 13 people have been killed since last December in Belleville, most involved domestic violence. Mayor Mark Eckert on the Violence Prevention Center's message.
We just need to remind people, as good as people want to be sometimes as a friend, the worst thing they can do in many cases is take people in who are in a violent situation because it puts them in harm's way as well. They need to refer them to these centers where they're professionally equipped to handle them.
Mayor Eckert tells KTRS News the meeting will focus on peace and healing as well as respect and responsibility. He says the community is a safe place. He notes crime is down in every category except for homicides. The meeting will start at 7 at Lindenwood University's auditorium. A disabled student at Central Visual and Performing Arts High School in St. Louis wants an aging elevator replaced immediately. The senior and a district-appointed attendant were trapped in the elevator last month between floors. The district says it plans to put $168,000 toward a new elevator next year after the senior graduates. Truman Bancorp has signed an agreement to purchase Keystone Bank. Truman expects the acquisition to be completed in early 2006. Simmons Cooper Market Report, Dow ends the day down 46, NASDAQ down 6, and the S&P down 4. The market report sponsored this hour by John Simmons and Jeff Cooper of the law firm Simmons Cooper, LLC. Go to SimmonsCooper.com. News Channel 5 meteorologist John Fuller's Weather Plus forecast for the rest of tonight. Partly cloudy. We're expecting a low down to 60. And tomorrow, partly cloudy, a little cooler with a high of 68. It's 80 degrees at 4:06. I'm Brian Helsworth, KTRS News.
If your child is shorter than his friends, did you know you can do something about it? I'm Vicki Newton from News 4, and more parents are asking doctors to treat their kids who are healthy but too short. When you get home, turn on News 4 and find out how this treatment works and what you need to know. Today at 5 o'clock, then at 10.
They fled to St. Louis after Katrina.
When the water went down, our cameras returned with them to New Orleans. See for yourself what they found. Tonight at 10 on News 4.
On the next Entertainment Tonight, Oprah's best friend Gail, her surprising statement to E.T.
Does that drive you crazy when you hear crazy rumors like that?
And what she says about their matching rings. Then our Mary Hart hosts the show from a top secret location.
I'm hanging with Harmon. It's a special E.T. NCIS investigation.
And the surprising pictures with Mark Harmon in our E.T. photo booth. Plus, Barry Gibb on the death of his baby brother.
You have one fond memory of Andy.
On E.T.
Tonight at 6:30 on KMOV Channel 4.
How would you like to stop cleaning the leaves from your gutters forever?
I think that's amazing.
With the amazing Clearwater Gutter Protection System, your gutters will be 100% clog-proof, guaranteed.
Your gutters stay clear of debris, or we'll clean them for free.
The amazing Clearwater Gutter Protection System uses patented HydroForce technology to keep your gutters clear all year long. No more dangerous ladders, no more muddy messes, no more wasted weekends.
And unlike other gutter protection systems, no screws in your roof.
Plus, you get the lowest price, guaranteed. Guaranteed. If you find the same system and warranty for a lower price, we'll give you the difference plus $200.
Clog-proof gutters and the lowest price guaranteed? Now that's amazing.
Now save $300 off gutter protection, plus gutter cleaning and holiday light clips installed absolutely free. A total savings of over $500.
Call Amazing Gutter Protection at 636-532-1997. 636-532-1997.
Call now. Limited time offer. Minimum purchase required.
Explore the magnificence of ancient Sumer, the world's first civilization, through one of the most spectacular archaeological discoveries of all time, treasures from the royal tombs of Ur. Now open at the St. Louis Art Museum. Exquisite and extravagant jewelry of gold, lapis lazuli and carnelian, cups of gold and silver, and bowls of alabaster are among the pieces from one of the most spectacular archaeological discoveries of all time. Treasures from the Royal Tombs of Ur contains a rich collection of objects made from the Royal Court of Sumer, the traditional site of the Garden of Eden. Don't miss this limited engagement to see these rare works of art at the St. Louis Art Museum. Treasures from the Royal Tombs of Ur. It's open now at the St. Louis Art Museum.
I learned the skills I needed to begin my nursing career at St. Louis Community College. And with the small classes and instructor support, I also learned what a big difference a little extra care can make.
At St. Louis Community College, we graduate people in 18 healthcare career programs every year. Where would we be without them? St. Louis Community College. We expand minds and change lives every day.
Being in biotech is exciting. I tell my kids I'm helping to feed hungry people. And I don't mean just them, though that's important too.
At St. Louis Community College, we offer over 90 career programs in fields like biotechnology. Where would the 2,000 people we graduate every year be without us? And where would St. Louis business and industry be without them? St. Louis Community College. We expand minds and change lives every day.
How'd you like to spend the holiday season without a mortgage payment? Hi, this is Joby Schreier for Home Ec Mortgage. Don't worry about money this holiday season. At Home Ec Mortgage, we'll get the money you need at a lower rate. Call Home Ec Mortgage now and get a fixed rate as low as 4.99%. Call 314-542-0100. That's 542-0100. Or visit HOMEQMortgage.com.
Begin your tomorrows today at Home Ec Mortgage.
Coming in the spring of 2006,
let's go, go.
La Russa's Boys of Summer have a new home. The Big 550 is the Redbird Station. KTRS, St. Louis.
Very, very rare if we do book offers. I don't like when shows interview book authors because it's lazy radio, especially when you do it a lot. And out with a new book, Professor Sousa so-and-so. Professor, welcome to the show. Now, let's talk about your book. In your book, blah, blah, blah. We don't do that. But there is a book, and it's done locally. And you'll hear about one author a year on here. And you're gonna understand why when we get into it a little bit.
You said a year.
Yeah.
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 Once a year?
Not a year?
Yes. It's book release terminology.
It is?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't hear you say
The author is here. I'll let
I'm in first gear right now.
Please welcome Dan Dillon, everybody.
Hey, Dan. Thank you.
It's a term that's used to...
it's a publishing term.
To describe
the
progress and how many books you've had out and what stage you are in the
publishing. Right. I'm in first gear. It's only been out a month and a half.
Right.
And then you go into second gear, third gear.
It's a gear.
Wow.
You have written a book called So Where'd You Go to High School? And I have to tell you that when I saw it, and I heard you told me you were going to do it, I thought, man, you know, it's probably going to be, I don't know, 80 pages and a little book, a bathroom reader. But it is very impressive.
Thank you.
And fun to read. Now, I didn't start high school here. I moved here when I was 15, so my last 2 years of high school were in Waterloo, Illinois, which is not really considered part of the group of high schools, but he has was nice enough to include it in there.
Right. You had a great memory in there that I just had to include, and also a picture of Mr. Burke.
Yes.
So now your listeners can see.
Mr. Burke is in there.
His picture is in there, and that was nice to see.
Yeah.
But for people who went to McClure, Hazelwood, Riverview, Parkway, whatever, this is going to be fun for you. There are, 100 people that are either famous or sort of famous.
Yeah, probably about 50 famous people that went to high school in St. Louis that are in there, at least with their pictures in there.
Yeah.
And a couple of pictures of you.
Yeah.
As a young
person. Yeah, and that's that. No one cares about that. What they care about, though, is there are some politicians, some movers and shakers in there, and their high school pictures and where they went to school and their memories of the school. But then what really was fun for me was you I don't know how you did this in even 3 years, but you went back and got some of the old the KXOK.
Right.
Because you have to understand that during the period, most of the period that's covered in this book, that was the station, and we've talked about it before.
Yeah.
And you've got stuff in there that, I mean, it was just fun to read about the characters who were on the air and how it all came to be and how the station got where it was and who hired whom and who was Johnny Rabbit.
Well, I had advantage in that I lived a lot.
Right.
Through all this, I remember listening to KXOK. I'll tell everybody I'm about 52. So,
oh man,
you look older.
You look older, Dan.
You look a lot older.
I'm sorry.
No, I don't think so.
But I remember listening to KXOK ruled in St. Louis before the Big 550 was around. I mean, every. Thank you.
I think KXOK is still bigger than the Big 550, and they're not even on the air.
How
does that happen?
I don't know.
And Johnny Rabbit ruled the nighttime with Bruno J. Grunion. Everyone remembers that. And I also talk about other icons, Bob Cuban, who's
right. Oh, there's a lot about Bob Cuban in there.
Yeah.
Yes.
And Prom Magazine. Anyone who is older than 50 will remember Prom. It was it was in business for 25 years in St. Louis. It was like Life Magazine
in
St. Louis.
And it was a St. Louis magazine.
It was only St. Louis. I have not found anything like it across the country. A monthly magazine, like Life Magazine for kids.
Right.
Just for St. Louis teens.
Right. And I remember Prom Magazine. I didn't read it because the name Prom turns guys off. You're not going to read it. But I remember seeing it and hearing about it, and they talked about it a lot. So it's that kind of stuff that if the mention of the school or seeing pictures of people and the clothing that they wore, that you wore the same clothes as you're going to see these people wearing, if that doesn't take you back, then that kind of stuff that you wrote about will. And I'm telling you, when you're flipping through it, it's almost like you're waiting for the bell to ring and go back to class. It really is. It's really well
So you're
done.
Saying it brought back bad memories for you.
Well, to me, school is bad memories. I didn't like school. I didn't like grade school, high school. I'm not a school person. I did not like school. And you know, most people, I think, do, and I think did. and they have great memories of their friends. But I wasn't a person with a whole lot of friends. But for most people who were in sports or had a lot of friends, this is a hoot.
Yeah,
I don't know how you were able to get all this together in what you say was 3 years.
3 years.
And when people see it, they're going to see what I'm talking about. You go, how in the world did he get all this?
Well, you know, I poured through probably 300 yearbooks. Looking through some of the schools until my eyes were crossed, and visited most of the schools that are still existing. There are 30 schools in there that went out of business, you know, 20, 30 years ago. That was tough to get information about those schools, but most of the information I got were from the school administrations of schools that still exist. I went to some of the archives of some of the orders of nuns that taught in some of the Catholic schools. At one time, one out of every high school was one out of every three high schools.
He's a writer.
Sorry, Had a couple of drinks before I got here. One out of every three high schools was Catholic. The ratio is not quite that high now, but so all the Catholic school kids knew each other. You know,
you were
connected by the nuns that taught you. You know, you had the St. Joseph nuns. Yeah, you hate them too.
Yeah,
that kind of thing.
And the rivalry from the sports
rivalries, team. Yeah, SLU versus CBC and
Kirkwood and Webster.
Kirkwood and Webster Groves. Terry, you remember
couldn't
that?
Couldn't be prouder. Can't even know you'll.
I can tell you're very proud of
that. You know what? I'm very ashamed and I'm remorseful. You were nice enough to send me an invitation to be part of your book. And I didn't send it back, and then I saw this book, and I thought, man, that's cool.
And you know what, Terry? I feel the same way because he was kind enough to send me one. But we're not famous, Terry, and we're not even half famous,
true.
So we
that's
shouldn't
true.
Be in there.
And, Karen, you know, I've got a great picture of you.
Let me tell you something.
Oh, no, and I bet I know
all of you. Hey, if he bothered to include you. That's very flattering.
That is
because
very
in
flattering.
The whole city of St. Louis and the surrounding area, you're only talking about 100 people.
Yeah.
I think it's a hoot to have been included when I'm kind of an outsider. Waterloo, Illinois is not McClure. I mean, it's it's Waterloo, but it was nice. It was fun. It was fun to, because I don't remember what I write. And I wrote you back. You said, give me just a memory.
I believe it was about your typing class.
It was, but by the time this came out, I flipped to find to read what I wrote because I couldn't remember what I wrote.
Yeah.
When I'm writing it, it's done. And I don't remember. But I
believe it was your typing teacher.
Oh, I know exactly what it was.
Oh, okay.
No, I remember.
Okay,
now I know what it was because I've seen the book.
Yeah.
But let people read it for themselves.
Yeah, okay.
It was, this would be an excuse for them to buy the book.
And would you write another book, please?
That'll be 10.
Yeah,
sure.
Volume 2.
I know two people who will be in that next book. Yeah.
That'll be 10 sales. From
that's right.
Now, who of interest, give them an idea of who's in there of interest. I think Joe Mokwa is
Joe
in,
Mokwa,
chief of police is in there.
Mary Englebright.
Memory. Oh, that's the other thing. You talk about all the famous people, really famous people.
Kevin Kline, you know, he was sort of in that realm where I didn't even touch. You know, I didn't go to Kevin Kline. I didn't go to John Goodman because I figured, you know, I wasn't going to get a response from them.
You said Guggen.
Guggen?
Well, John Guggen was somebody
John Guggenheim. I'm sorry.
How about Martin Dugan?
Martin Dugan, I think he's out of my time frame. I think he went to high school before
there weren't high schools back then.
Plus, he died 8 years ago.
No, he's
still on Donnybrook, but he died 8 years ago.
Oh, he did.
And we took him over.
Weakened at Martin's.
Yeah, but you do dedicate some space to the people that we forget were from here who became Mary Fran.
Mary Fran. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Frank Cusimano.
Now, who is that?
Smith.
Who's that?
He went to Ian's
alma mater. That's right. That's right. Yeah.
Okay. Elaine Veitz. We remember Elaine.
Yeah. Sure.
Jerry Clinton was nice enough to write something
he
about
did.
Him.
He wrote a very nice,
very nice,
interesting paragraph.
Coming of age.
He went to Hadley Tech.
Yeah.
And he grew up in the projects.
And the principal, grew up in morning class. This is what today and the lunch menu.
What are you doing?
What are you doing?
Hadley Tech.
Hadley Tech.
Oh, the principal for Hadley Tech.
Good, nice.
See what he did there?
Yeah. I'm glad you mentioned Jerry's contribution because Jerry, as busy as he is, took the
time. What a nice guy he is.
Took the
he
time.
Is a great guy.
I thoroughly enjoyed reading what he wrote.
And Mayor Freeman Bosley Jr. wrote a little memory about playing craps in the boys' bathroom during lunchtime. So I thought he was yes. And Dan Gray has a great essay about
Who is Dan Gray?
Dan Gray is a newsman.
He looks like Ken Wilson. He's shorter than I am.
Oh, yeah.
And he apparently was forced into stealing some dinnerware from Steak and Shake. And got caught.
Forced into it.
Yeah.
Sure.
Right. That's the story. It happens.
Yeah. Well, it's a great book. That's all I can say. How much is it?
$26.95 at the stores. If you order it from my website, it's slightly less. Plus, I donate a portion of the proceeds to the Alzheimer's Association.
Okay. And what is the website?
www.warehive.
Now, wait, what's that first part? Because that's...
Three W's in a row.
Okay. Yeah. All right, go ahead.
Where High is in where did you go to high school? Wherehigh.com.
Okay.
And it'll tell you a little bit about the book and how to get it.
It's a wonderful book, right. Dan.
Great. Thank you, Terry.
Wherehigh.com.
Yes, sir.
It's a hoot, man.
Great.
It really is.
I appreciate it.
And I wasn't until I was 15, I wasn't here. From 15 on, I was here. And I still thought it was great. And I don't know. I've thought on occasion about I'd write a book, but then what the heck would it be about? And I don't know that I would ever be able to grab enough material to put it together to have a book. And Volch, it's a coffee table size book.
Yes, it is.
Well, you know, my
soft bound, but it's a good size book.
My publisher calls it a bathroom book because you can, you know, read it in short
time. Yeah, you shouldn't.
And is this a local publisher?
Yeah, Virginia Publishing.
Oh, okay. They do a lot of St. Louis.
They do.
Yeah, how many have you sold?
Pfister. Well, you know, we printed 2,000. Yeah. First printing, and all of them but 400 are out in the stores or sold, so he's going to do a second printing very soon here.
I can't imagine you can't sell 4,000 or 5,000.
You know, I would think so. I think this is a perfect Christmas gift for anybody who went to school or grew up in St. Louis.
Yeah, you bet, because their school is going to be in there. All right, good job.
Great. Thanks, Frank. I appreciate it.
So it's called So Where'd You Go to High School, and the website again is wherehigh.com. Dan, I might add, grandson of Marshall Matt Dillon.
That's true. That's
right. Wow. Yeah, that's his grandpa. Wow. That's his grandpa, Dan Dillon.
He went to McKinley. Thanks, everybody.
Good luck with that.
Thank you.
It's a fun read. I still have a whole lot of stuff to go through that I didn't get around to yet. And you can just read it in a little...
I'm not going to read it because I'm not...
Well, that's your choice. You could have been in there.